Agenda item number four, discussion and possible action on ratification of contracts by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager, and David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Members of the board, can you hear me? Members of the board, this is an agenda item to ratify some contracts so that we're consistent with BRA purchasing policies. At our water and wastewater treatment facilities, we have some commodity-style contracts that we don't contract for a set dollar amount at the end of a contract. We actually purchase on a unit cost per pounds for sludge, per tonnage for sludge, or per gallons for chemicals at our facilities. And what makes these difficult to budget for is that we're really at the discretion of Mother Nature on how much flow we treat, which determines how much sludge that we have as a byproduct and things like that. So we're in tracking these, we're going to put in performance measures so that we can better do a better job of tracking from a budgetary standpoint exactly what's spending. And then also I anticipate in the future these type of commodity style contracts, bringing them before the board in July when we do our annual budget updates.
So in addition to what David just said, we expanded the review to look at all open contracts. And in so doing, came across two more contracts, same category but different circumstances. And they deal with our enterprise resource planning, or ERP, software and implementation. Now the board back in January of 2014 did approve an ERP implementation software. In that, they named three firms. Now then, after I joined the company in 15, it looked as though, for the best interest of BRA, that we chose to stay with the same software, Lawson. And it happens to be Lawson was also acquired in 2015 by a company called Infor. So the software Lawson was installed in 2002. It hadn't had a major upgrade in 10 years. So we had to get consultants in from AVAP to help us install the software and implement it. So we have successfully implemented the financial software. We have a few more pieces of the software to put in, like purchasing and whatnot. But it is an oversight on our part that we didn't come back to the board and notify you that we had selected two different firms than what was in the resolution from 2014. So with that, any questions about the ratification of the contracts?
Seeing none, read your resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of Brazos River hereby approve the one-time ratification of the following contracts. DPC Industries in the amount of $500,000, Fort Bend Services in the amount of $500,000, DPC Industries in the amount of $750,000, Polydyne in the amount of $3 million, Brentag Southwest in the amount of $1,200,000, S&M Vacuum in the amount of $1 million, Sprint Waste in the amount of $3 million, Sheridan Environmental in the amount of $3 million, Walker Aerial Environmental in the amount of $3,500,000, Infor Lawson in the amount of $2,112,000, and AVAP in the amount of $350,000.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I believe Polydyne, you said $3 million,
but actually listed $1 million. Oh, it's $1 million? I'm sorry. Very good.
My question is, have you gone through all of these
contracts, and these are the best prices that we could get? You went through the whole bid process, or how did you do that to come up with?
We do go through the bidding process on these. These are cost revenue contracts for our operations.
Okay.
Yeah, we do go out for bid on all the services.
Okay. Yes, I was just looking at the amounts are pretty large.
Yeah, and these are for 5 years. We negotiate a cost per tonnage or per gallon, and then we have a 5-year contract where we renew it every year.
Okay.
And these are based upon your best guess estimates for
volume?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
clients.
In some circumstances,
so we're making sure that we're covered.
That's right.
And all these amounts are covered in our budgets.
And in the future, when we have these type of contracts, we're going to come to you and get approval before we do it. So because you only deal on a quarterly basis, we don't find ourselves having a situation where we have more rain or a circumstance where we're going to bust this again.
Any more questions? You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Tallis?
Second.
Johnson? Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.